Cool. So we are a national organisation and we were set up to identify and prosecute loan sharks. That's basically what we do. So we are a criminal enforcement team. We have the power to arrest loan sharks and remove them from communities. But alongside that, we do lots of awareness raising to try and make sure people don't fall for loan sharks in the first place, or to kind of promote ourselves so they know how to get help if they need it.
Yeah, right, okay. Every week we see someone who is taken in. And so these scams are happening all the time.
Yeah, there's a horrifying statistic of over 1 million people in England alone using loan sharks at the moment, which is roughly 2% of the population. So it can happen to anybody as well, because loan sharks are very credible people, very charismatic people. When you take the loan out, it's only further down the line that they're trouble. A lot of the time people are borrowing for food and fuel. It's basic things. It's not extravagant holidays or massive TVs or anything like that. It is literally to put food on the table and fuel in the meter. And a lot of the people, when they take out the loan, they believe they're borrowing from a friend. So it makes warning them quite difficult, because we go around saying, don't use loan sharks. And over half our target market would say, I'm not.
Yeah, okay, yes, of course. So the reason that we're chatting with you this week is Bite Back Week. Tell us exactly what that involves. Is it about the education of how to spot a loan shark, etc.?
Both of those things. So basically, it's about raising awareness. So the main reason people don't report loan sharks to us isn't actually fear or shame or embarrassment. It's because they don't know we exist. So we're out and about all this week at different places with different partner organisations, just spreading the word. And we've got a massive shark mascot, so you can't miss us. Yeah, even if you try to.
Now, that is actually quite impressive.
what's the shark's name?
He's called Sid the Shark. We have two personas. We have Sid the Shark and we also have Glenda the Lender. But it's Sid the Shark who's in Milton Keynes this week.
So, Sid the Shark, can I just ask, because, you know, you're part of the organisation, is it a rite of passage to have worn the Sid the Shark mascot suit at any point? Have you done it?
Oh, absolutely. Repeatedly. I had it on the pitch at Grimsby Town, saving penalties. But I remember one guy started and he was in a suit for his first day, and it was a really hot day. And we were stood in a school and he nearly fainted because he was in this shark suit. So yeah, we have to warn people now, if it's hot, wear a t-shirt.
Absolutely, I love it. Well, Kath, thank you very much for coming on. Where can people find out exactly where you're going to be? Is there a website? Are there web pages?
Yeah, so today we're at Sainsbury's at Shenley Church End. Tomorrow we're at NatWest in central Milton Keynes. Wednesday and Thursday we're at Sophia Larder, and then we're moving to Sainsbury's and then Asda as well. So you can't miss us this week. We're everywhere.
Yeah, and we've put all those dates and times and places on our website as well.
Thank you.